Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You know, our specialty here, we have the big national guests, but we drill down locally. The coronavirus. And joining us is Sal Risalvato, who is executive director of the New Jersey Gasoline Convenience Store and Automobile Association. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Sal, welcome to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Well, Sal, I know Governor Murphy was asked about this the other day about self-serve. Like all politicians, I had two or three of them on yesterday. They can't answer that in a place like New Jersey. You're out there trying to make the case that this would be a good thing to allow the ability to pump your own gas vis-a-vis Oregon. Why is that? Why would that be safer in your view?
It's clearly safer because you cannot have an attendant come to your window at the car to A, ask how they can help you, B, take your credit card in advance of the sale, or even after the sale, depending on which method they prefer, and pump you gas and then bring you your receipt and have that interaction. It just, you cannot maintain a social distance of 6 feet as required in that scenario, whereas you can maintain that social distance in a grocery store. You put your groceries on the belt, they go down the conveyor, the cashier rings them up, you go down the other end of the conveyor, you pick your groceries and put them back into your cart, and you put your credit card in, and you don't have to be anywhere near the cashier. You cannot do that at the gas pump. And the employees at gas stations, they recognize that and they don't feel safe. Many motorists have written us and said, we don't feel safe. What can you do about it? Well, what we can do about it is I have written the governor a formal letter 2 weeks in a row. A week earlier, I was communicating with members of his senior staff to say, hey, this is what's on the horizon. We need you to think about this. And it was, the question was put to him by a reporter yesterday, and his response was, this is not something we're considering at this time.
Yeah, well, let me give you it. Now, I over the years, ride into the lion's den. My biggest thing when I'm in Jersey, you know, I travel there a good bit, Sal, is the weight that you have and all that. I'd rather pump my own gas. But let me give you the other side that I'm sensitive to with listeners. They're afraid. This is a deep cultural thing, as you know. And if you allow this, all hell's going to break loose. And people, you won't have as many gas attendants in the future. And we'll go back to people having to pump their own gas in some circumstances.
Oh, that is so highly disputable, and here's how. One is, you just said you don't like coming into New Jersey because you'd rather pump your own gas. You don't like waiting. Well, I'm going to ask you, when you are waiting, either to get to the pump or you're at the pump and you're waiting for the attendant to either come serve you or finish serving you, If you look over, there are very likely other pumps that are open and blocked off by orange cones. Those orange cones represent employees that don't exist now. So the employment argument is wrong. It is dead wrong and can be proven by orange cones. So that argument goes away. The argument about the culture, that's exactly what the problem is. It is a New Jersey culture that developed over a 30-year period that was a combination of New Jersey having a very, very low gas tax and not allowing self-serve. New Jersey became accustomed to purchasing gasoline 30 to 40 cents a gallon or more, less than our neighboring states, and having somebody pump it for them.
Well, let me stop you there, Sal. You're making a great case. Okay, yeah, but here's the argument. A woman went nuts on me yesterday and said, we're in a high-tax state, overregulated, all that stuff. You know, everybody lives under that. This is the one perk we have. Why would you mess with it? We don't want you messing with this. We're afraid.
But we're not messing with something because we would then be denying the people like you. And there are plenty of other people that think like you. We would be denying those people the convenience that you just described. And the other aspect of it that I know everybody will get over very quickly is when they see that the price on a self-serve pump is 10 to 20 cents a gallon less.
Mm-hmm.
So that will make people get over it real quick when they realize, hey, it's no big deal to pump my gas. This is not a problem. I can get out and do it very easily. And if I choose today not to, just go to a full-serve pump.
And Sal, but you make point, in fairness, so I don't get these calls, you made the point, too, that you can give out wipes, you can do all kinds of things. I have either a baggie or some kind of glove when I pump gas now. You can do that if you self-pump. So that shouldn't be a concern. You can sanitize yourself.
We believe that the sanitizing aspect in the current crisis will be much better if you get out and pump your own gas, and we provide the wipe for you, just like when you go into the grocery store right now.
Yeah.
You are being provided the wipes as you walk in the store. I went into the grocery store the other day. I wiped the entire cart, not just the handle, and then I kept wipes on the handle and held on to them the entire time.
Right.
My hands have never been so clean. And the same scenario could exist at the gas pump. And you don't have to come in contact or even near proximity to an attendant. We had one member that contacted me the other day. He had four employees all at the same time came to him and said, we are leaving. We won't work. So he's stuck. How are the proprietors of gas stations going to open their doors if there are no employees to work and they are required by law to have an attendant? So that's one crisis.
Okay.
The other crisis is the safety and social distancing aspect.
Gotcha, Sal. So has any politician signed off on this? I would doubt it.
Well, we haven't gone to legislators. We've only gone to the governor since that's where it really needs to be done. And I have to tell you, I have a certain bit of confidence that this can be changed, and here's why. It does not. It is completely the opposite of all the other policy that the governor is espousing and asking and even requiring of people to do. This is an exact about face. It goes in the entirely different direction. Why did they close the tolls on the parkway and the turnpike? So that you don't have to have any social interaction handing a toll taker money.
Right. Sal, I don't know if you're a betting man. I'll bet you a convenience store dinner or a pizza or a nice dinner. Murphy will not accede to what you're saying, even though there's a lot of sense to it. He can't politically. It would mean he wouldn't be reelected potentially.
I disagree with you on the reelection part. I think that people will recognize it and want it. And I never, when I make bets like this, will never bet anything other than a steak dinner, and I'd be happy to make the bet.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.